Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Ann McGill, and I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business, and want to welcome you to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Cunwell, I am still thoroughly convinced that we are all leaving the diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world, literally looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds we seek are found within us and in our hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we are calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And today, our special guest, again, is none other than Councilman Douglas Lawson from the city, great city of Riviera Beach. Council Lawson, was elected to District 5 seat at the city of Riviera Beach Council in April 2019 and was recently elected by his fellow board members as chair pro tem. Prior to his election, Doug has been aggressively focused on enriching the lives of Palm Beach County residents for the past 20 years. Doug attended Suncoast Community High School and went on to further his education at the University of Central Florida. Furthermore, Doug went on to have his own business, one being Lawson Solutions and the other called Infinity Taxes and Beyond. Having been an entrepreneur most of his life, Doug he likes to obtain wealth and lose it. you can talk about this later, but he devotes his time to helping families learn the power of being wise with money, time, and resources. Doug believes that empowered families equipped with the right generational wealth tools are the key to a healthy society and legacy. And I will say it is the key to a healthy Riviera Beach. Welcome to the show, and I'd like to, of course, introduce my co-hosts, Dan Calloway and Deja. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. Councilman, welcome back. I know you are out of town on your honeymoon, but most of all, we are asking God's speed and his grace to give you a long life with your wife. And I've known you for a long time, and I met her and had breakfast with her 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I'm still impressed because she's part of the Calloway family. I think that having you back now, because this is the most typical program about our 100-year reunion that we're going to have, and that's what we're going to get into. Is there anything you need to say before I start asking you questions that you want to get it out about your marriage and honeymoon?
I'm just excited that Mr. Calloway and Ms. Amy Neal asked me to do this show today. I said absolutely, because it's just amazing to celebrate our community, to celebrate our direction of growth and restoring our village, but celebrating love and happiness and being blessed and working together. And, you know, my beautiful wife and I are just happy to be here and be happy to continue to serve and serve the city that we're a part of. So we're honored that the introduction that Ms. Ann McNeil gave is just it's amazing to just kind of hear some of the accolades that I've done, but then also to be in the presence of these two, of Mr. Calloway and Ms. Ann McNeil, is just a humbling experience. So thank you both for really allowing for me to continue to serve our community and to work with me as well. So we're coming up on 100 years, Mr. Calloway. I know we're going to be getting into that discussion. We just had our 99th year, and this is a huge deal in our community, especially with you serving a majority of them in our community and being the godfather of our community. So I'm excited for what's coming for this year.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's get right into that, because very few people live to be 100 years of age, one. But our city has grown in the last 99 and some months. And we're going to tell the story. And I think everybody will really enjoy knowing where the city started from and where it is and where you and your colleagues will take us in the new generation. I think that we need to talk about right now is May. That's going to be the Olympic month. That means our committee have already put together the basketball, the softball, the track and field, and we're bringing in amateur boxing. We got a team coming from Canada, and that'll be the first. I think you need to know that, or you'll tell your colleagues and the city manager that we are going in another country to have the talent against our kids or our adults here in the Palm Beach County, especially in Riviera. And that's May, that we're going to have basketball, we're going to have softball, we're going to have track and field, and, of course, a golf tournament. The golf tournament will not be the one that you're going to be a part of in February up in Martin Downs, up in Martin County, right out of Palm City. It will be because of my church is celebrating its 100-year anniversary on the 11th of June. So all those different things in there will be a part of it. That means we got two anniversaries. But now I need to ask you a question. Are you prepared in the next 2 or 3 weeks to sit down with our committee, and that's the one I'm chairing for the city, to bring up all these events, and give me a report with our group? Can you pull a rabbit out of the hat? That means something quick. We need one of those Doug Lawson and Lolly, those performances that you put on at the marina when you bring in all these music groups and have that big music festival. Now, you think you can put that together for any time in May other than the, the Memorial Day weekend? But if it has to be on the Memorial Day weekend, I can work it out.
And, Mr. Calloway, one thing you did say that I'm not going to be a part of. Everything that you do, Mr. Calloway, I make it a point. I'm going to be there, I'm going to be a part of, and I'm going to support it. With the names on the flyer, you know, makes me a Riviera Beach. So anything we put on is going to be together, and I'm going to work with it. And this event that we're talking about now, I'm definitely speaking with our staff, our city management, because we need to make sure that this next 365 years of our city.
Okay. The thing, are you cutting off?
And that's
going
to be our first. Go ahead, Ms. Keller.
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, yes, sir. So to that point, these next 365 years are going to allow for us to continue to put together the events necessary for our community to showcase what 100 years looks like in our community of Riviera Beach. So absolutely, we'll be supporting the golf tournament and working together with some of our Native Sons. I already spoke to, and Lolly said that he is going to participate in bringing together an amazing event comparable to some of the great things that we've done with the old school reunion and the festivals where we've had thousands of residents come out. But he also said for this event, he's going to come down. He moved a little further north to Melbourne, but he's going to come down to make sure that he supports it, that he hosts the event and invites all the residents out to come out.
Well, that's
and
beautiful.
Then in addition to that, the staff that we need to work with, because this has to be a uniformed attack. We have to make sure that the city staff, the residents, and the community are behind it.
Well, I'm glad that you and Lottie are still together. I know you wouldn't be putting it inseparable, but you got a wife now. Now, what I really want you and Lottie to do is to figure out how to bring in some entertainment one of those weekends, not Mother's Day weekend. I can handle Memorial Day weekend, but on Mother's Day weekend, I have this thing about, I don't have a mother, but I honor all mothers. I just think that should be alone and give us all the opportunity to go to church or dinner with that mother and our assure you, if you do that, you're going to get special blessing, because I never miss when my mother's alive, and no day goes by that I don't think of my mother. She died in 99. But we need that kind of program that you and Lolly have known for, and I don't know how long it was, how many months it takes to put that together, but I'm just putting it out there. And I know that
put it together
you
early.
Would highlight.
If we put it together early, I definitely think it would be amazing. So,
okay.
We've got plenty of time for the Mother's Day event.
Okay, well, I can get away from that. Now, the other thing, I really want some sponsorships for the city to buy about anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 T-shirts. Now, why we need the T-shirts? Well, on the T-shirt, the city recreation director, Richard Blankenship, will put on there about the centennial. And oh, if we got sponsorship, we'll put them on the back. And some of the activities, because if you notice, when we have the major or the World Olympics, they have a big opening ceremony. And everybody come in there from different areas, but because we are all from Riviera, we're going to have a white shirt with red and blue lettering and with the logos on it and all the other sponsorship like that. I want every one of the schools in Riviera in 1972, they passed a law that will integrate all the schools. I didn't get a chance to go to integrated schools. I went to Washington Junior High, Palm View, and Roosevelt. And I loved that, being going to all black schools, but I didn't know anything else. Well, Palm Beach Garden, Dwyer, Benjamin, Palm Beach Lakes, Inlet Grove, Suncoast, R.J. Henley, all those schools, we will make sure we give all those kids a shirt. We'll have activities set up for them. That's drawing what we call teamwork. Everybody representing one thing, Riviera. They may go to a school outside of Riviera, but in that month, in those days, they'll be all representing Riviera. Now, I know when I get ready to go to two people, you and Dr. Botel mostly, and I put too much pressure on you, and I got to take a lot from you now because you do have a wife. You can't just be out here all the time helping us with the youth recreation, mama, and the mental health. You put on the mental health program with Sinceria 2000 three or four months ago, I think, and we're big on that. All that is going to be taken care of. I need you to tell me your idea about being the lead. I want to say the lead dog, and if I say anything about the Iditarod race, that's something they do in Alaska with the lead dog, seven dogs, 2, 2, 2, and 6. You got 5 dogs. You
Mr.
all
Calloway.
The big dogs.
Huh? Can you hear me?
Yes.
No. Yes, the reception was going in. I just lost you for a few seconds and came back in.
Okay. When you go back to the council meeting,
yes,
you make sure your colleagues know that you're working with the committees and you in tune with everything we are doing, because other than Dr. Botel, I'm not in tune with the rest of them. But I don't need to talk to them, as long as you and Dr. Botel are talking to them and the city manager. I'm in tune with the city manager. Now, I'm going to say something now, and I want the listening audience, please forgive me, because normally I wouldn't do this, but we on a podcast, and people need to know that. I didn't ask for this position. But because longevity is only two people that was born and reared in Riviera is older than me. One is 93 and one is 86. But they don't have the capabilities to go out and set up programs and tell the story. Their health won't allow that. and so I'm next in line. But I will tell the world that a group of people, it's over 1,000 people, they polled them with Artie and a group of people, the Shaq Leonards, the Alan Wynns, the Leon Smith, and on and on. And because 28 years ago they named Tate Gym after Dan Calloway, it's a Dan Calloway sports complex. I don't like to talk about it because I'm still alive. They use the name things after people are dead. But all the former kids who came up in the recreation, they all planned on coming back. And they want to come back not only for the 100-year anniversary, but it's just like with Michael Jordan had the last dance. This is my last hoorah. So they are saying for his last hoorah, which I'll be retiring and no longer over the youth recreation for the last 58 years in January, because Herman McCray is gone, Don Wilson is gone, Clark Martin is gone, and Johnny Carlisle is gone. So I will be, my last days will be working for Ann McNeil. That just all, I want everybody to know that. So I want you to know that you will have to get with Artie and the group when I set them up and be the vocal part if when it comes to me, because I can't go out there and the people think that I'm doing that only because of Dan Calloway. My name is up there. Now, other than that, if my name wasn't up there, it'll be up there with whoever the name is. It just happened to be Dan Calloway. So I need you to understand you will be the voice from the youth recreation, Mama Bush's Mothers Against Murders, and the mental health group. Those three groups have gotten together, and that's what they voted on. Can you handle that for that part?
Mr. Calloway, I don't know. I'm shaking now because you just dropped a bomb on everyone telling them that you're ready to retire from youth rec. And to try to live up to these standards, it's a very tall task. I'm honored that I'd be considered to support and continue to push the initiative of Youth Rec of Mama. What people don't know is Youth Recreation is the longest 501 in our community, the longest standing 501 in our community, and that was started by Mr. Calloway and his team. So there's certain things that, you know, are coming to the table, and I cherish this moment. I'm honored, and I look up to the challenge of continuing to provide this legacy in regards to mental health, youth recreation, and working with Mama Angela Williams over at Mama. So it's tremendous, but most importantly, forgetting all that, like Mr. Calloway trying to retire, that's a tall task. I don't know if Ms. Ann McNeil is going to allow for that right now. Is she accepting your retirement?
Yeah, she gave me an application to be her assistant, and that's where I want to be. I want to work for
Ann. Okay,
I'm
just making sure. Okay.
I
was just making sure. So you retire and I'm going to work for Ann. That's okay. That's acceptable, Mr. Calloway. Job well done, my brother.
If I change my mind, it'll definitely be because of my respect for you. Because if you said I'm going out too early, saying the month of May, it's going to be thousands of people. That's what we're going to do. All those people who left here, I'm not going to go in and call them all those nasty people living everywhere. But the golf tournament with the outings, and we're going to have so many events that you're going to have people going, and that's what the celebration. Then actually, that may be the biggest thing, but I don't think it's the biggest thing, because I think that what we're going to put together for Juneteenth, the governor, the Congress passed a law, someone passed a law that
making
Juneteenth
it a federal,
is a federal
holiday.
Holiday.
Yes, sir.
And we are working on something that will remind you of Mardi Gras, and if you were in Germany, the Oktoberfest or something like that, there has never been a program will rival that, what we're going to put together for Juneteenth.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you that right now.
It's going to be amazing.
We should have had that years ago. Huh?
Yes, we should have had that years ago, and it's something that's an initiative. If you remember 2 years ago, I made a motion on the dais when I first got elected to make Juneteenth a holiday. We were the first city in Palm Beach County to represent Juneteenth as a holiday in our community. and that was put on the table about 2 years ago. And the following year, the county did it, and this year the federal government just did it. So it's exciting that we're able to continue to push the agenda to make sure that we support and acknowledge our community, especially our Black and African-American community. So one thing that you did say, though, is May is going to be a big month. We have our golf tournaments coming up. We also are working with Sincere 2000 in the mental health, and we're going to be doing the boxing tournament, where we're going to be bringing boxing celebrities and stars from all over the country into the city to talk about mental health as well. So those are a few things. I know, Mr. Calloway, you're committed to bringing in some of the world-renowned individuals that you know in the arena to come down as well. So there's a lot that we have coming up, and then it's going to culminate with Juneteenth and our 100-year celebration. So we're excited.
Well, the other thing is that also Sincere 2000, and you one got me involved in that because I was one of the speakers. I think it was February. You're going to have another one of those, and those doctors who given their time, I'm so impressed with that. And we got all of us need to get on the bandwagon with mental health, and especially our law enforcement training got to understand that every time somebody wobble out there, they're not drunk and they're not trying to run or rob. Sometimes they're mental ill.
Looks like we got a little bit of feedback.
Ms. Ann, we're getting a little feedback, Ms. Ann. Oh, there we
Ann,
go.
Ann, can you hear us? No, Ann is in the car. She's
in the car. It probably came off mute. But go ahead, Mr. Calloway, you were saying.
Well, the thing that what we got to do here, we won't, 99% of the people will never live to be 100. Never. But and most of them will never have the opportunity to celebrate a 100 year, and this is very significant. I think that, and I said this on this air, I'm so glad that you are the chair and are the pro tem and going to be there in the lead role because you have a natural ability to do that.
Yes,
everybody's not born with that type of talent. And I'm so pleased that our organization and the churches and everybody is working with you. I can't think of a better person in the city that I'd rather be working side by side with and learning and then hope they are learning from me to make sure the city of Riviera Beach will not only shine all over Palm Beach County but all over the South because they've been the first in so many things. Now, let me ask this question here. The other thing that was asked in the meeting the other day in the Martin Luther King parade, and you know we have that every year, I got a group of people from the south end of Riviera and on the east side of the railroad track in Riviera and up in the north end. I can handle that all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the city manager say we can put in two floats. And they'll put the transportation, get it all there. We'll put up names of everybody that started in what I call in the days of the 20s and the 90s, I mean the 20s and the 30s and the 50s and the 60s. See, I think a lot of people know people in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, but very few people know them in the 20s and the 30s. I was born in 38. In the 40s, in the 50s, in the 60s, and remember those family members who were dead. We don't put all the names, just put the family, like the Grimlers, the Taylors, the Longs, the Westers, the McDonalds, all those people from the South End and up in the Riviera with the Davis, the Greens, the Browns, the Petways, and the Callaways, and, you know, we just need to do that. And I think that when we talk to the Ministerial Alliance, the gathering of ministers in Riviera, the churches, they think that's a great thing. And I tell you what, all the churches have already said, and even the one on the over on the east side of the water, Dr. Botel, and we'll talk to the two or three churches over there. They're going to be involved. We're going to have that. And soon, I told you that you'll come and have breakfast with the former retired police officers and the firemen. I think that's the third Friday of this month. Every month it's going to be something. Now, is it anything that you need to add that you think that we need to go back to the committee? See, because everything we do, we put the city manager said he wanted a calendar, and we put everything on his calendar. So you know, because of course on the third Sunday, it's the first one at Reverend James E. Adams Church, Mount Zion, right up the street on 9th Street up from Macedonia, New Macedonia. He will be the guest speaker. You're one of the people bringing the greetings. And Ann is on the program with me, help running things. She just haven't been given her final thing, but as a business person in Riviera, she definitely will be introduced and be up there when I call her by the name. She'll probably be in the pulpit. Now, when the last week of February, when we finally get our place, they're working on that place, and you got to help them work on that place with the city manager. He's working on the place with Bedenia Baker, the county administrator, to get I told him I need a place with 500 to 800 people where we honor 14 brilliant, beautiful women. And our great leader here, she's one of those. And you are the speaker. You remember you told me you'll be ready for that.
Did you
tell me that?
I did tell you that. And I will.
Then you still ready. Then you still the speaker. That'll never change. The only way it can change, you and your wife go to Hawaii and move or something like that. As long as you're in Riviera, that you are right now our speaker for that occasion.
Yes.
The last week of February.
I'm there. I'm going to be ready.
Okay, then. Anne?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I apologize for all that noise in the background. You don't see anything. But I'm outside, so I have a lot of noise. But I think the councilman knows that I am in total support of everything that he's doing, and I'm very excited about this 100-year celebration and just being able to be a part and participate. That's it for me. I just want to remind everybody that you have been listening to hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, even with the noise in the background. And this has been an awesome program. So that's it for me, Dan Calloway, Councilman Lawson, and congratulations on your beautiful bride and all of the 99 kids that y'all going to have in the future.
You are blessed, and thank you, Ms. Ann. Thank you, Mr. Calloway. I'm just honored to continue to serve the city, and I'm honored to be in the presence of two of greatness. So thank you guys for everything you have done, you continue to do, and you will continue to do. So thank you.
Before you leave and before we close up, I need to say this to you, Douglas.
Yes,
when
sir.
You get a moment next week,
yes.
Just give me a call. Because sometimes when I need things to go into the city hall, I really like for it to go through you.
Absolutely.
And I know, I can't just keep a lot of time just using you and Dr. Botel.
Right.
But I need certain things to get there, and I know that the city manager tries to talk to me every other week at least. So he's doing his job, and then you all put the best man I think that you got on your payroll is the recreation director, Richard Blankenship. He's just tremendous.
Yeah,
so
he's been tremendous for the community. Yes.
And so we can do a lot of things without, you know, interfering with the voices to be, or the power to be. But I always need to run things by you before I say, well, this final. That's a matter of respect.
And to that point, Mr. Calloway, if you need me to be your lineman,
your running back, your quarterback, your receiver. If you just need to give me the ball and just get downfield, whatever you need me to do, Mr. Callaway. You're the owner, the leader, so you tell us and direct us, and I'm going to run with it.
Well, now let me tell you what the golf tournament that we are putting on for February. That's going to be beautiful. And
absolutely.
The mayor called me 2 days ago. He's going to play himself. He got his Folsom, and he's going to get two or three more Folsom. But he's playing. So that's wonderful. And Derek McCray, in the honor of his father, who was one of my best friends, and, of course, Derek was reared in Riviera. Everybody knew about McCray's backyard barbecue. I made him the Grand Marshal. Now, the one
nice.
Is very nice. He's homegrown, and he's always giving back. And I'm not going to tell the listening audience, you've already committed to get Folsom, because we got those 10 high schools and junior high schools. We're going to sponsor a Folsom. I don't need my boss lady to do anything with that, because she's taking care of Thanksgiving for me. And, of course, you'll be there with your apron on, Douglas. You may want to bring your wife if you can, and we'll fix her a nice cake, and we're going to fry her a half a turkey to go with her meal, for she doesn't have to cook everything for you. But you need to be there with your, like you've been the other years, help serving. We're only going to be there 2 hours. And most of the things that I need that I haven't gotten, and I need to get that pretty soon, boss lady, we need to get that. We're going to need to get those hams under our control. We'll talk off the air when you get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So, Douglas, give us our final word, where the city is, where it's going, and what you want it to be.
Where the city currently is? Cities.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the city is currently in a position of amazing progress, transition into 100 years. But what that looks like is this current city council, my chair, my mayor, and this council has really taken a conscious effort and taken the initiative to say, listen, we're going to focus on infrastructure. We're going to focus on development. But we're also going to make sure that we focus on our community. One thing that we were slated with is this council, with everything that we've done, people forget that we went through a year and a half and are still going through a pandemic. So in addition to all the work of providing service and community and growth and development, we had to experience something that has not been experienced in over 100 years. So this council literally took the initiative. Mr. Evans, staff, the Blankenship have taken on the shoulders and said, let's go ahead and carry this community to continue to build and grow on the destiny that we have. We're not redoing or starting anything over. We're just building on the foundation that you have led and that our forefathers and every leader before us have put in place. We're making a conscious decision to really focus on that development. So as of right now, we're focused on infrastructure. Over the next 2 years, we're looking to get at least three to four fire stations started. We have one that's going to actually be breaking ground very soon on the corner of Congress and Blue Heron. We are looking to actually get our city hall either relocated or rebuilt and our police station rebuilt. So that's just some of the infrastructure. And then parks and rec, we're either going to be redoing Wells or redoing Tate's, Mr. Calloway's park. Those are going to be the things that's coming up in the next 1 to 2 years. And most importantly, people have always talked and complained about the water of the city. We've instructed and told our community that it's safe water, but just to see the discoloration and to know that we have a dilapidated plant lets people know that we have to make a conscious decision on replacing it. So this year we're going to be having a proposal brought to the council that's going to address the water plant, and we've made a very aggressive approach to have it replaced within 36 months. So whatever contractor comes to the table and says they can get it done in this short period of time, in addition to providing great service for our residents and taking care of the least, the lost, and the left out, as Mr. Callaway has always told me, that's going to be the organization that we use to actually continue to replace our infrastructure and dilapidated buildings that we have. So any making sure we're taking care of our youth, making sure we're taking care of our seniors, making sure we're taking care of our working class, and making sure we're taking care of every resident of Riviera Beach. So those are just some of the brief updates that we're actually working on over the next 3 to 5 years, Mr. Callaway.
Beautiful, and that's why it's important to have you at the the top of the helm of the leader of the city, because of you have always had that type of personality and ability. Mm-hmm. Well, one of these days, I'll tell you off air who I know the person needs to be building the water plant. I know that the city manager told me that he's going to build that 500 to 800 what we call a housing place when the storm come in, where we can a shelter.
Yep. That's the shelter that you instructed us to do, and that's something that we told staff we need to work on. I remember sitting down at that first meeting that you told me that's one of the things that we needed to do, and that's been the initiative that we've been putting in place.
And you see, the other thing that somebody going to question you, one of the councilors, why we need that, and the hurricane may not ever get here. Well, we're going to use the place for 12 months, six days a week. A soup kitchen. Look at all the people who are hungry. Look at the people sleeping under the bridge or going to Singers Island on the beach. Everybody call them bums. I call them people who are down on their luck. But it's our job, because you just said it, the least, the lost, and the left out. We're not going to leave nobody out. We're going to take care of those people. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We're not leaving anybody out. We have to care of every person, every resident, everyone that needs us, that has a need, especially our residents here in Riviera Beach. Our focus with this center is to be to help everyone when a storm comes, but also if a storm never comes, you know, well, and it doesn't. The rain always is going to come. If it does not come, what we do is we use it as a facility to feed, as a soup kitchen. We use it as a facility for incubator, to train. We're not just going to continue stuff. We're going to do really deep rooted, deep water things that's going to change and impact the community, because we can year round give trades out of this location. We could teach residents about providing them with jobs, have this as an incubator location so that people are building the fire stations, the water plants, can actually train residents that are there right in that location. So we can utilize that space year round and then have it as an emergency EOC in the event that something happens and that we have to be prepared for it.
Well, we're going to close up. Let me tell you what you just did. In the next 3 months, before election, before February, I got to set up something where all the ministers and everybody asked me about this, that, and the other. I'm going to set up a meeting at one of the churches, a largest place we can have a crowd out coming to the city hall. See, a lot of people don't want to come to City Hall, but if I put it out there at one of the places and then I bring a speaker, and the only speaker I know who is qualified to be able to elaborate from point one to point B, will be you to explain that. Because our job is to give the young, the old, and the healthy end or whatever hope. We got to always remember, we must give everybody hope. See, when you give people who are down in luck, look how long we've been in the pandemic. They need hope to get
they
out
need
of this
hope.
Year. And so I'm going to set up something with all the ministers soon. You were with me last Sunday in church. You saw the retirement of Reverend Parris, 41 years.
I was just about to say, we're talking about the clergy. I wanted to just kind of honor and salute the great Reverend Parris on 41 years of serving his community, of pastoring his church, and his commitment to what he's done for the city. So I just want to honor him as well, and thank you for the invite, because it was a great service. It was an amazing word, and I got to see what servant leadership really looks like.
Well, you're going to get more, because you'll be there when the city manager gives the message, and you'll be there because that's government day, and we want personnel. We want all your, at least your department heads should be there. That's what government is for, the people, by the people, and we need to be over there doing our job. But I will set that up. I hate to do this, but I need you to give this in front of certain people, like the clergy. See, when the clergy hear what you're telling us now, they will go back and tell their parishioners the same thing. And they'll say this from Councilman Doug Lawson.
Everybody knows when
you say something, you're going to go out and get it done. So,
and to that point, Mr. Calloway, you set it up, and I'll knock them down. So, but with all of that, though, I'm going to go ahead and take this time to make sure I get back to my beautiful wife, my bride, because I've taken enough time after our wedding from her so that we can start enjoying. But I will call you this week to discuss a few things that we need to move forward with in our next steps. And then you can tell me off the record who you like in regards to that project.
I got you. I will do that.
Yes, sir. I know you will.
She's my favorite. Okay, then. God bless you. Tell them all I said hello.
God bless you. I will.
Are you home?
No, I'm here. Thank you both. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
Give me a call, Ann.
Okay, I will. All right.
Sometime next week.
Okay, you got it. All right, thanks.
Okay.